I'm your host, Mustakakis. So far, I only have one song to play today. So hopefully that'll change and I'll figure out a few more songs to play. But I'm pretty upset about something because it's regardless. Some people in this world are malakas. It's Greek Independence Day. I think I can say that on the radio, hopefully. We'll see if the FCC picks up on Greek slang. Anyway, the first and only song I have lined up right now is Screaming at a Wall by Minor Threat. If you haven't heard of Minor Threat, they're a DC punk band from the mid-80s, I think mid-80s or so, with Ian MacKaye, basically. Ian MacKaye is the man of DC punk. He was in Minor Threat, he's in Fugazi, and what's that other band? The other one. The one, the emo one. Now I gotta look it up because this is gonna bother me. Ian MacKaye. He was in. What was he in? Whatever. I don't remember. Maybe he wasn't in another band. Maybe I'm just imagining that. Yeah, I mean, he's in Minor Threat and Fugazi. What am I thinking? I'm thinking of someone else. Ian MacKaye was in Minor Threat and Fugazi. Anyway, I never know how to say that word, Fugazi, Fugazi. Anyway, so we're going to start off with Screaming at a Wall by Minor Threat. It's off, like, on Spotify, it's on the first two 7-inches, which is just a compilation of two of their 7-inches, but I don't know what year this was released. It was released early, mid-80s, 83 probably, maybe 84. Anyway, here's Screaming. I've talked about it for about 2 minutes now. Here's Screaming at a Wall by Minor Threat, and hopefully I can think of another song to play. Here we go. That was Screaming at a Wall from Minor Threat. Up next, if I can... Oh, I forgot to log that song. Whatever. That was Screaming at a Wall by Minor Threat. I don't really know what else to play. I think I'm going to play No Sentiment by Cloud Nothings. It has no swears. I haven't listened to this song in a long time, actually. So let's see if it's a good song, like I remember it being, or if it's not a good song. Yeah, only the best here at Radio Clash. This song's No Sentiment by Cloud Nothings off their 2012 record. I want to say this came out in 2012. It's their best record. Yeah, Attack on Memory. Such a good record. I mean, they're, before that, I wasn't really into them. And then Here and Nowhere Else was okay. It was pretty good. It wasn't great. Life Without Sound was underwhelming. And then their album that came out last year, I haven't really given much of a chance, if I'm honest. I was pretty disappointed by Life Without Sound. Just because I want them to make... I mean, it's not a bad album. I just want them to make stuff that sounds like Attack on Memory, like this album. But this is No Sentiments off Attack on Memory by Cloud Nothings. That was No Sentiment from Cloud Nothings. Up next, I'm going to play Familiar Patterns by PUP. I wanted to play Old Wounds, but that has too many swears for me to censor. This one only has quite a few that I'll censor. Regardless, let's see if I can do a good job. If you hear it on the internet, it's okay. If you hear it over the radio, that means I really screwed up. If you hear it on the internet, I dumped it for the radio. Okay, but all right, let's see how this goes. I'm a little apprehensive here. Also, if the sound doesn't sound great, it's because the station Spotify is down, so I have to play off my own computer today. So hopefully it sounds all right. I can't really tell from in here. Yeah. Anyway, this is Familiar Patterns by PUP. I'm pretty sure it's PUP, not Pup, but I've heard people call it Pup before, but I'm almost 100% sure it's PUP. This song came out in 2016 off The Dream Is Over. It's Familiar Patterns. Here we go. No, that was No Sentiment. That was the beginning of No Sentiment by Cloud Nothings. Let's see if it will work for me, because it won't let me cue songs, because the Wi-Fi in here is terrible. Okay, here we go. No Familiar Patterns by PUP. Hopefully this works. I might have missed one in there, but don't worry. I dumped the audio. We got most of the bad words out of there. So that was Familiar Patterns by PUP. I'm just going to check to make sure this next song is clean. Give me 1 second. Yeah, I think it is. This next song is the title track of Black Flag's 1984 album, My War. The song is called My War. Yeah, it's a good song for when you're upset, I think. Anyway. So here we go. This is My War by Black Flag. Came out in 1984. Off the album, My War. Thank you.
day. Drives me insane. I feel in my heart that if I had a gun, I'd feel in my heart. I wanna kill some. I feel in my heart the end will come.
That was My War from Black Flag. Up next, this is going to be the last song, I think. It's not really as angry or upset as the previous songs. But it's springtime. I got about a month left of school, a little more. Maybe. Let me think. Yeah, a little more. A little more than a month. Month and a half, maybe. So I'm really looking forward to the summer, you know, to springtime, to green and the sun. And this song that I'm about to play, I think I've played it on here before. It's Santa Monica by Everclear. Also, it's Greek Independence Day. Art Alexakis is the lead singer of Everclear. He's Greek. So this song kind of it describes my desire for the summertime to get away from all this this stuff, and just to go towards summertime, but also celebrates Greek heritage, I suppose, Greek American heritage. So here we go, Santa Monica by Everclear.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't. Leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breakers.
That was Santa Monica from Everclear, and that's the last song for today. So I hope you enjoyed it. This was Radio Clash. Well, I gotta say the whole thing now, I guess. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. I'll probably see you next week. Hopefully, I'll be having a better day. But, yeah, today's Greek Independence Day. I shouldn't feel down. So, Chronia Pola. I don't know if any of my listeners are celebrating, but hopefully you are. I'm going to go eat some fish. I've been fasting all Lent, so, you know, no meat, no fish, nothing. No cheese, no animal products for all Lent. So today's the day I can eat fish, and I'm going to eat some fish. It's going to be good. I don't know if I'm going to have bacalhau, but maybe just some fish and chips or something. I don't think I can get bacalhau on campus. I don't think the dining halls have bacalhau. That's what we're supposed to eat on Greek Independence Day. Also, it's the Annunciation of the Virgin Mary. I don't know if anyone else is celebrating, but anyway. Yeah, so hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next week.